relationship with you or go astray. God, help me to become closer to you. Draw me nearer to your heart. So that when I arrive to heaven, I desire to hear you say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And during my time here on earth, help me to use everything, every moment, to love, to honor, to worship, and to exalt you, God. Thank you for this blessed time of getting to come and serve here tonight. Bless these people. And Lord, let everything be done to honor and glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen?
Amen.
All right. Let's go ahead and look now at Mark chapter 12 and verse 30. Mark chapter 12 and verse 30 says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment." It's interesting what it says here. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. He's not just any God. Any little g God or anything that we, you know, prioritize more than God? Because really, a God is anything that we put in top priority. You may think, oh, I don't have like a little wooden or gold or metal statue at home that I bow down to, but maybe there's something else that you have that you prioritize more than God. That becomes an idol. So tonight, I challenge you. This is for anyone, from someone that is unsaved, all the way to those that have been saved for much longer than I've been alive. No matter who you are, tonight, I want you to listen to what God has to speak through His Word. "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God." Is He your God? If you're out in the community, if you are out with and around your coworkers, your family, your friends, can they see that you worship and honor and exalt God in your daily life? If not, is He really your God? "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength." This is the first recommendation. This is the first good idea. This is the first, sounds good. This is the first, maybe when I get around to it. Is that what it says?
No.
It says, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Are we reading this right? If this is the first commandment, we should probably be paying attention to it. We should be heeding it. To love the Lord thy God with some of your heart, some of your soul, some of your mind, some of your strength. No. What does it say?
All.
One thing, I love preaching and working with deaf. And one thing I love about it is that they're very interactive. So I'll ask questions, and they'll ask questions in the middle of my preaching, or they'll give answers, and it's a lot of feedback. So tonight I want you guys to give me a little bit of feedback, all right? I may need to turn my hearing up. I want a little bit of feedback tonight, okay? All right, good. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Okay, that sounds great, Brother JT. What does that mean? How can I love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength? Let's look at the next slide here. Tonight I have four commands. They're not my commands. These are commands from God, given through His Word, to love God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. But each of those requires something of you. To fulfill, to follow, to be obedient to the command of God, it requires us to do something about it. Not to be hearers only, but to do it. So first, we see the first command for Christians to love the Lord thy God with all your heart. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Can you guys say that with me? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. That requires sacrifice. To love the Lord your God with all your heart requires sacrifice. Who do we know is the epitome, the example, the perfection of sacrifice? The only Jesus Christ, my Savior, my Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us. He is that perfection, that example of sacrifice to love with all your heart. Let's jump to the next slide here. All right. So I do things a little bit unconventionally. Of course, I work with teens a lot, so got to pick on them tonight. So I need a volunteer. All right, come on up. I saw your hand shoot up. That's great. I love it. I love the enthusiasm. Come on up. I have a question for you tonight, a challenge. Are you ready? All right, my question. Are you ready to love the Lord your God with all your heart?
Yes.
All right, I want you to say, I love the Lord God with all my heart.
I love the Lord God with all my heart.
Amen. I don't think they caught it.
I don't think they got it.
Let's try to say that again.
I love the Lord with all my heart.
Amen. Woo! To love God with all my heart. What does that mean? Oh, hey, good. You remembered. All right, come on up here. So he has said, he has willingly told, you guys were listening, you guys heard him say, love the Lord with all your heart. So today, you're going to have surgery. All right? You already said you're going to love God with all your heart. So today, we're going to open you up. Pull you open. And we're going to give it to God. Is that what that means?
No,
yes, I don't know. That's okay. To love God with all your heart, does it mean to literally open your chest, take out your beating heart, and give it to God?
Yes.
I don't know.
No.
Well, I'll tell you, to actually go through surgery is not required. But for tonight's example, we're going to use it. So remind me your name again.
Stephen.
All right, so Stephen has said he is willing to love God with all his heart. If that doesn't mean literally opening his chest, taking his heart, and giving it to God, what does it mean? All right, thank you, Stephen. You can have a seat. Good to pull people out of their comfort zone. So if it doesn't mean literally pulling my heart on my chest, what does it mean? That idea of sacrifice. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2 says, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God. To love God with all your heart requires sacrifice. I'm going to say that again. To love God with all your heart requires sacrifice. Can you guys say that with me tonight? To love God with all your heart requires sacrifice. Just the same as our Heavenly Father sent his only begotten Son for us. I'll tell you something. I'm not worthy. That God would send his perfect Son, that Jesus would knowingly sacrifice himself for me? So what can I do in return? To love him with all my heart. To sacrifice my everything. Everything of who I am. So how can I sacrifice for God? To love God with all your heart is a willingness to sacrifice everything, just as Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice for you and for me. To love God with all your heart, that's with your love. That's with your feelings. Oh, Brother JT, we're in church. We don't talk about feelings. I'll tell you, I love God. And it feels great. And you know, God gave us emotions. Does that mean my emotions save me? No, 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 no. But God gave me the emotions, the love, the feelings, so that I could extend them back to him. To show him the love, even just an inkling, just a small amount of the massive amount of love that he has shown to me. Just as he made that ultimate sacrifice. So to love God with your love, with your feelings, with your emotions, to be focused on living for Jesus, an intense desire to see other people saved. In Romans 10, it talks about having a zeal for God. Having that intense passion, that desire, that fervor, that to not just become lethargic, complacent. Sitting back in the lazy boy. But to say, no, I'm going to be busy about doing what God has called and commanded me to do. To love God with all of my heart. Not just a little bit. Not just to say, I'll give you this much. It says, all your heart. Oh, well, you know, for church, we tithe. We give a 10%. So for my love for God, to love God with 10% of my heart, it doesn't work that way. Beloved, we should love God with all of our heart, with every part of who we are, to be focused, devoted to him, and he will change you. If you're not experiencing any change, any growth, maybe you're not loving God like you ought to. Let's look at the next slide here. Second point. So anyone remember, to love God with all my heart requires sacrifice. Very good. You guys are paying attention. To love God with all of my soul requires surrender. Can you guys say that with me? To love God with all my soul requires surrender. Surrender! Surrender! Raise that white flag. Part of that surrender is to say, not my will, not what I want, not what I think is best, but God, what you want for me. To put away what I think is best in exchange for what God knows is best. And God knows better than we do, amen? Amen. God knows better than we do, amen?
Amen?
I might need to turn these up, man. To love God with all my soul requires surrender. Say that with me one more time. To love God with all my soul requires surrender. Romans chapter 10, verse 3 and 4. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Woo! Look at the promises there in his word. Christ, he is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believe. Do you believe? Do you believe in word only? Or does every part of you say, yes, God, I believe. And do you live like it? Or when people look at you, they say, oh, Same as the world. We are called to be a peculiar people. Now, some may be more peculiar than others. I don't know. But God has called us to be set apart for Him. Do we live like it? To love God with all your soul requires a surrender. A willingness to surrender your own goals, your desires, your plans, your self. I'll tell you, while I was a student at PCC, I started as an engineering major. You guys know why? Maybe you guys know this sign. Yeah. I had the wrong motivation. I grew up a pastor's kid. My mom was a Christian school teacher. My dad, a pastor of a Baptist church in Kentucky. And I saw, woo, serving God, that's a hard life. I don't know if I want that. So I went to college, but I ran from God at the same time. And I was following what JT wanted. But it wasn't until I started my junior year that I finally made that surrender. At that time, I had been offered an engineering job. As a sophomore in college, I was offered a job working as an engineer. Still a student, I hadn't even graduated yet. And they offered me a job to work the summer. They said, all right, 10 weeks for the summer, we're going to pay you $30,000. My eyes bugged out of my head. I had never even seen that kind of money before. I was like, whoa, I could like pay off college. I could get a reliable car. I could do all of these things as a sophomore in college. And I was thinking, this is great. This is awesome. God is providing my life. I had to have a little sidebar with God because I had already committed, volunteered to go work at a deaf summer camp. Oh, but God would understand. This is such a better opportunity. So I had to say, hold on 1 minute. Hey, God, have you ever had those negotiations with God? Hey, God, so this awesome opportunity has come, and I just know it's from you. I just know it's from you, right? No? Well, I'm sure it'll work out in your will. Like you're fine with that, right? No. But God, I know I already volunteered to go work for free. But God. Okay. And I went and met my boss and I said, "Hey, so I actually already committed to go work volunteer for a deaf summer camp." Woo! He was a little mad and he used some choice words. But eventually he honored my commitment and said, "Okay, fine, go. When you come back, there'll still be a job for you." But God changed me that summer. While I was working there that summer, I had the first opportunity to work with deaf kids. So many from all over had come. And I didn't even know all that much sign language at that time. But through the weeks, I was able to learn and grow. And then I was able to work with these kids to share the love of God. Oh, beloved, it was so amazing. Many of them didn't even have any kind of communication with their parents. There, many deaf are sent off to boarding schools where they will stay from kindergarten to 12th grade. They'll stay at school for months at a time without ever seeing their families. So when I'm there working in the summer with the kids, many of them, I would tell them, my name is JT. And by the end of the week, they said, nope, your name is Dad. Because they said, you've loved me more than my parents ever have. It just broke my heart during that time to share the love of God with lost souls. And then to see many of those kids getting saved. Woo! It changed me in a way I can't even explain that no amount of money could ever do. Amen?
Amen.
So I went back to college that next semester and said, I'm changing majors. They're like, okay. So I changed from engineering to youth ministry education to work in deaf missions. Wasn't a much of overlap there. But I was determined. So I said, okay, so I still want to graduate in 2020. He laughed at me. My advisor laughed at me. He said, that's impossible. You're going to add at least a year and a half or 2 years. I said, is there any way I can make it work? He said, no. So I took my schedule, rearranged all my classes, said, would this work? You are going to hate yourself. So while working two jobs to pay my way through college, I was taking 12 classes a semester. Not credits, but classes. And working two jobs. I would have classes all day, finish my last class at 9:50 at night, and then go start work through the night. And then get up the next morning for morning classes. And I did that for my last 2 years. And praise the Lord, I was able to graduate. Amen? And the Lord honored that commitment. So that when I graduated in 2020, spring 2020, in the time that I wanted to, I was able to graduate. And then I jumped right into missions. I wasted no time. But you guys know what happened in 2020?
Yeah.
The COVID. Ah! But I didn't let that stop me. I went to go serve in El Salvador. I went to go serve in Peru. I went to go serve in Israel. I went to go serve in several different countries, reaching the deaf with the gospel. And then in 2021, I joined Silent Word Ministries, my mission board. Me, along with 34 other missionaries, all reaching deaf with the gospel.
Man.
And haven't stopped since. We actually, my wife and I just got back on Monday from Mexico, working with two missionary families there in Querétaro, there in Mexico. And wonderful to get to work with some deaf missionaries there. And God has been doing an amazing work in our hearts and lives. Not only in what we do, but to see change in people's lives because of that surrender. The third point tonight. So remind me, to love God with all of my heart requires sacrifice. To love God with all of my soul requires. What does that mean? I need a volunteer. Come on up. In your name?
Timothy.
Timothy, very good. All right, Timothy, are you willing to say, I'm willing to love God with all my soul?
I'm willing to love God with all my soul.
Amen.
Amen.
Very good. What does that mean?
You can love God with everything you have.
Everything you have. All right, great answer. So we're going to go through some surgery, all right? So we're going to take your soul and give it to God. Where is that? You sure? Ah, found it. His soul. So here we go. Here we go. So, so you said you're willing to love God with all your soul. Is this the best you can offer? All right, thank you, Timothy. You can have a seat. To love God with all my soul. To love God with my goals, my desires, my plans, what I think is best. To say, God, what you want, what you think is best. That's what he wants for us. So to love God with all of our heart requires. To love God with all your soul requires.
Surrender.
And to love God with all of your mind requires. Requires to, excuse me, submission. I'll tell you, I've been learning a lot about submission here. Just recently married now, 7 months. Amen? I've learned a lot about submission in the last 7 months. To love God with all of my mind requires submission. Can you guys say that with me? To love God with all my mind requires submission. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. By the mercies of God. The only reason I'm here is by the mercy of God. Amen. The only reason that I have breath, that I have life, is by the mercy of God. Amen? Amen. So that we should present our bodies a living sacrifice, not something that's dead, not something that's to be disposed of, but to be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So what does your reasonable service look like? Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. To have a change, not to be the same as the world, but to be different, to be set apart, to be consecrated to God. That is our command. To love God with all of your mind, your thoughts, your cares, your worries, your fears, your doubts, your struggles, your pains. All of the things that cloud our mind. When you're in and around other people, what is it you guys like to talk about? Here in Texas, apparently it's sports, right? Or news, or politics, or whatever the social medias we're into today, the Facebook, no, that's for old people, Instagram and Snapchat and TikTok and la, 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 all the others. Is that how we spend our time? Our thoughts are always, as soon as you get up in the morning, what's the first thing you guys do? Oh, you guys can be honest with me. When you guys get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do?
Go back to bed.
Go back to bed? That phone consumes our minds. Not just the kids either. To love God with all of my mind requires submission. So my cares and worries and fears and things that I obsess on, to say no, I want to trust God with every part of my life and to dwell, to consider godly things. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest and just and pure and lovely and good, virtue and worthy of praise. These are things that our minds should be dwelling on. But instead, we think about all the negative that's been going on in the world. But maybe, just maybe, for a second, we can turn that off and say, God, what do you have for me today? That I can think about you and not all of these things. Fill my mind with you. Amen? Amen? All right. So to love God with all your mind, what does it mean? To love God with all my mind, what does it take? All right, I need a volunteer. All right, you saw your hand. Come on up. We're going to interrupt your nap. All right, come on over here, Christian. Don't worry, I don't bite too hard. All right, so Christian, they said your name was? All right, very good. So Christian, are you willing to say, I'm willing to love the Lord my God with all my mind?
I'm willing to love the Lord with all my mind.
Hey, amen, praise the Lord. All right, so we're going to have surgery. Oh, no, that's right. Do you trust me?
No.
Probably a good thing. All right, so we're going to take back these luscious locks. Oh, I've embarrassed him now. All right, and we're going to open you up. Where is it? We're going to take it, and we're going to give it to God. Don't worry, mine's even smaller. I don't have much to give. So you said you're willing to love God with all your mind. Does that mean to open up your cranium and give it to God?
No.
What does it mean? You're up here on the podium too. I guess you know. Hey, good job. All right, you can have a seat, Christian. To love God with all my mind requires submission. Not what I think, but what God knows. Amen. Now, fourth, to love God with my strength. Yeah. Let's look at the next slide here. In Joshua chapter 24, verse 14. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. That word, sincerity, without deceit, without hypocrisy. Many times we need to look in the mirror and see, do I see Jesus? Or am I putting him away? And living in that deceit and hypocrisy. In truth. What God do you serve? We've brought up a few already tonight. Do we spend all of our time and our thoughts, our heart, soul, mind, and strength devoted to our technology? Maybe it's to our self. You guys know how to take the selfies? Ba, 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 ba. Nowadays, you don't even have to click a button. Hey, Siri, take a selfie. Shh, it does it itself. We can become so self-absorbed. Woo! Whether it's a football or basketball or baseball or all the different things that become our gods. Or maybe it's not one with a controller. Maybe it's like a Candy Crush on your phone. I don't know. What's the hated phrase after you've been watching for a while? You guys help me out. It pauses whatever you're watching and it comes up with something. Are you still watching? You guys know it? After you've been watching for a certain number of hours, your TV is like, are you okay? It's been a while. I'll tell you, I used to be, well, still kind of am, what they call a workaholic. At least now I'm doing the Lord's work, amen. What God do you serve? And are you loving the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength? Tonight after the service, who's going to join me head over to Planet Fitness, go get in some reps? Yeah, I got some volunteers. Good. Is that what it means to love God with all of my strength? Yes. It's to make a focus of your energy, your abilities, your time, your spiritual giftings to be used to the honor and glory of God, amen? To serve the Lord with all of your strength and hold nothing back from him. To give him you. Hey. I need a volunteer. All right, who's the buffest? I want to, who's the buffest one of you? Oh. Oh, I see lots of fingers. All right. Let's pull you up. Come on up. Come on up. All right. In your name, sir.
Julian.
Julian. Very good. So, Julian, are you willing to say, I'm willing to love God with all my strength.
I'm living to love God with all my strength.
Hey, amen.
Amen.
What does that mean?
To love God with all, like, all you can.
Yeah, all you can. Very good. All right, so today we're going to have surgery, all right?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Do you trust me?
Yeah, I trust you.
Wow, I'm not even certified. I don't even have like a PhD or anything. Wow, all right. So today I'm going to be your surgeon. You're going to be my patient. And all right, let's see him. Let's see him. Give us a good flex. Woo! All right. So we're going to take it. And we're going to take. And you can't forget the six pack. Or maybe the eight pack. I don't know.
Honestly, anywhere on here, you're just going to find muscles.
We're going to take that all. And give it to God. Is that what that means? What does it mean?
Give it your all, like from in here, I guess.
Yeah, to give it your all. Amen. All right, thank you. You never see. Yeah. To love God with all my strength. To hold nothing back from God. Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Are you willing to love God and give him everything? Let's go one more. And one more. Heart, soul, mind, and strength. Can you guys say these with me? So I'm going to say, to love God with all of your heart requires sacrifice. To love God with all of your soul requires surrender. To love God with all of your mind requires submission. And to love God with all of your strength requires service. Can you guys say that with me? To love God with all of my heart requires sacrifice. To love God with all of my soul requires surrender. To love God with all of my mind requires submission. And to love God with all of my strength requires service. But how? I like H-O-W. It's an acronym even someone as simple as me can understand. The simple-minded. H-O-W, how of serving God. How of loving God. H, to humble myself before him. O, to be obedient to what he has told me, commanded me to do. And W, to be willing. H-O-W. If we're going to put the pedal to the metal, if we're going to do something rather than just hear only, we need to have the how, the application, to be humble, to set yourself apart, to say, I'm willing to place myself under the subjection of God, and to say, I'm going to be obedient, to what he wants me to do, and to be willing to sacrifice whatever the cost. So how do I sacrifice? How do I surrender? How do I submit? How do I serve? I need to be humble, obedient, and willing. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to turn over the service. But tonight I want to challenge you, no matter whether you're a teenager or a kid or few times my age. I think I saw a sign out there, the senior saints, right? I love that. Love that. Our prayer warriors. Even though I think we should all be prayer warriors. Amen?
Amen.
But I want to challenge you tonight. Are you loving God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Or is there some area that you're holding back from God? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time here tonight. Thank you for the blessing of getting to gather together to hear your word, to worship, to serve, to praise you, God. Bless the time this evening and work in each of our hearts. That we not be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. To prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And God, change my heart, change my mind, change my soul, change my strength so that I can be fully devoted and committed to you, God. Work in us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prayer has closed. No, we just pray, but let's just think just a minute. Has God spoken to your heart in any special way? Can you give me an opportunity to respond here in just a minute? I know God's spoken to my heart. I don't know how God exactly spoke to your heart. I know how he's spoken to my heart. But we are going to give you an opportunity to respond to this. And let's all stand, if you would.